I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's quarantined 16 cities over the coronavirus outbreak. It's also spread to Japan, South Korea, Thailand, and the United States, but it's not yet a global health emergency. We asked Asian Access's President Joe Hanley how this affects them.
The travel that impacts the Chinese world is immense. We have leaders of our ministry that are from mainland China, and they struggle to get in and out based on the situation.
One senior ministry leader revealed a unique prayer perspective.
This might be spiritually good for us to be reminded that even a rising, growing power can be brought down by a small, unseen bug. So it really is a moment of reflection and a chance for us to really think through what is our calling and how do we best serve that call.
And attacks on believers in Kenya continue into 2020. Earlier this month, three Christian teachers in eastern Kenya were killed. The Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab is believed to be behind the attack. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada brings us the details.
One of the attackers reportedly said that we cannot allow infidels to teach our children. And one of the things that Al-Shabaab and then some of these other militant Islamic groups is they see Christianity as a Western religion, and they don't want the ideology from what they think is the West.
For some Christians, the pressure is beginning to cause strain. So please pray for the strengthening of faith among Kenyan believers and their safety. Pray that the hearts of the Al-Shabaab militants will soften toward believers and the gospel. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.